Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining the call. I apologize. My voice is a little bit rough. I'm a little bit sick today. So, Gabby, thanks for sending out the list of questions. Let me just pull them up, please. And I think one of the first things that we needed to do is sort of close out a couple of the issues that were raised at the council meeting in Prague. And then we kind of wanted to go into the second phase of the task given to this working to the study group. And to that effect, Gabby sent out a list of questions that we can start, similar to what Bessie had done for the first part of the project. So maybe what we can do is, Gabby, maybe I'm going to ask for your guidance here. Should we go ahead and start with this list of questions that you sent out?
Yes, I think that's better. Yes.
And I think everybody has seen the questions already. So maybe what we can do is start by going by the first question, and then get feedback from the members on the phone. We'll take notes, and then we will put out a summary later on the possible responses on how we can address the issues.
Hello, did someone join?
Yes, it's Dottie.
Hello, Dottie. We just
how
started.
Are you?
We just started the meeting, so you haven't really missed much.
Okay.
So, hi, Dottie. This is Fernando. So,
hi,
Dottie. What we're going to be doing is we're going to go through the list of questions that Gabby had sent out, and then start getting feedback from the members as far as how to work on the second phase of this study. So the first question that Gabby put out was, what are the dynamics behind the increasing of the workload? And I believe everybody has had a chance to look at the questions. Does anybody have any feedback on how we could address question number one?
This is Sokol here. What I was thinking more is just on the process of this. If we would have received those questions before, we could have had more time to write down some of the ideas and the answers, and then we could have discussed this in today's conference call. So I don't know now, what's the expectation? We just discussed about those questions, and then what do we do? What do we go from there?
Sokol, first of all, I apologize for sending out on this late. But this meeting is not really about but this meeting is not really about finding the questions right now. It's more this meeting is just more to kick off the work really of the group. And I just posted a few questions, and you might think, I don't know, some of them are superfluous or unnecessary or weirdly maybe we should be addressed differently or add questions or delete questions. This is really just something to kick it off. And really, I was more thinking of to present them to you and give you time for our call in 2 weeks to check if you have any questions that you would like to add, or if you think that any of these questions should be deleted or changed or whatever. It's really just to kick it off, and don't expect any replies yet. Fernando, do you agree?
Thank you for that clarification, Gabby. That is correct.
Or put it this way, is
hello, Gabby.
Yes, Suleiman.
Yes, I want to know exactly what is the objective of this group. Because you send us questions, and you have to answer two questions. What is your work exactly? The capacity building. Does it mean to make workshop to NSSEC and so on? What what we want exactly to do. I think if you want, yes.
Well, Soliman, if you go back to the email that I sent out when I made the call for volunteers,
yes.
I think I wrote pretty clearly there what the objectives are. So I suggest I can forward it to you again, and you can read it there. So it is really just to find some questions on how to distribute, what to do with the workload that the CCNSO is facing. I will forward you the call from volunteers again, so you can read it there.
Okay.
Okay. Gabby, I have a comment here.
Yeah.
I agree. We use the methodology we adopted for the phase one, that is to set up the framework of study by answering these questions. Of course, the list of questions could be amended or added. But I want to know that Bart sent us a framework activity. It looks pretty interesting. Some of them could be very much relevant to the work we are doing right now. So, Bart, would you please explain? It is not very clear for me. What is the meaning of these interesting
parameters? Let me explain what I've done. I started off to map out, say, we had a prep call with Fernando. And in order to understand it, and that should have been, and I should have included that as well, is that you have an understanding of the current workload of the CCNSO. And to do so, and as soon as we finish, I will send you a link to the current work plan and everything and activities that's included, so you understand. Now, going back to the framework, say, based on the work plan and framework, what I've done is mapped out, say, the different inputs and requests directed at the CCNSO, especially to the CCNSO Council, regarding, say, what the CCNSO Council needs to do. That ranges from, say, a letter on a specific request. The best example is, for instance, the request from Elise Garish lately on etc. And this is where you see it takes time and it takes capacity to do this. It was on the council agenda, I think, prior to the Prague meeting, etc. So that's one example. Another extreme example is, for instance, the request or the need for a policy development process. So that's what you see listed in the first list. And this is what we do right now. And say the different type of activities of the CCNSO. Again, frame, and that's the initiating event. Now, at the upcoming council call, one of the things that is on the agenda, and as all of you are councillors, you will see it, is, for instance, the CCNSO statement, and there is a draft to change the current guidelines slightly in order to allow Keith and Vika, who are on, say, who have been designated to understand or to notify the council whether or not to initiate a CCNSO statement. The latest example of that one, for instance, is a CCNSO statement or a CCNSO council statement on the security, stability and resilience remit of ICANN. And then you have whether or not to initiate a working group, the topic itself can be raised either through a request or through the discussions at the CCNSO meetings, or whatever comes up. So that's why we have these different CCNSO working groups. So that's more a list of the different activities and how it's and who is, more or less notifying this for the for the council meetings and when it will be decided. Most of the time, it's either at the CCNSO meetings, so at ICANN meeting itself. So at the end of the week on the Wednesday council meeting or in the next council meeting following these requests. So that's just a frame to look at it. And this is what we currently have. The second page is on, say, the different type of activities that the CCNSO as a whole undertakes. And that ranges from no response, a formal decision, and this is more looking into the future, how it could be structured. As I was devising this, say what we have, that's again a list of how we react to stuff. It's either no response at all to an informal email from the chair, to a letter from the chair, to a constituting a working group with a final report, going into a study group, going into a cross-constituency working group, and going into a policy development process. And all have different requirements, all have different sets of the capacity needed, etc. So that's what I listed on the left column, say, some of these questions. And doing this, I came up with some other things, and that's more for myself and maybe too early at this stage, but it's just a one view of say, in looking at the questions, etc. For instance, whether or not it is important for the CCNSO or CCTLD, and that's open for refinement, or if you don't like it at all, just throw it, and whether it's urgent, because they are two different things. Something can be very important but not urgent at a certain point. A very good example is the IDN overall policy development, knowing this will take quite some time. The fast track was used as a cross-constituency working group. And so it is important but not urgent. In some cases, for instance, with, and that's more the response time frame, I would say. And then you go into questions, is there enough capacity? It is a bit about, I didn't want to use the word, about prioritizing. And it's how, say, we do stuff implicitly and not explicitly. So this was based on the pre-conversation, and I promised to do it earlier, but I was a bit busy. One of the reasons was my daughter has left for Canada. So maybe that's a bit of an explanation. That's why you received it. But I just wanted to send it out because I promised Fernando and Gabi to do it. Maybe it's too confusing at this stage, but it's something to have a look at, and that's why I sent it. It's something to have a look at in order to look at the workload and how we divide it, how we've got different, how the CCNSO has different means of dealing with it, and preliminary, it answers some of the questions, but not all of them. So my suggestion would be that we discuss the process a little bit and see in the sense of, as Gabi and Fernando said, the list of questions, that's the first one. And in order to understand, say, the current capacity and how it gets to into the working plan, that framework is interesting. So that's, in fact, a next step. But it shows how, it shows a bit, especially the first table, it shows a bit how the CCNSO get requested, or the CCNSO gets requested to form a, or to write a letter, or to get to a PDP. Does this answer your question, Hong?
Can I just quickly intervene? I just wanted to say to Soleiman, because Soleiman, your phone line had much background noise. You have been muted. If you want to say something, you need to press *7. Otherwise, we can't hear you. So press *7. We had to mute you. I'm sorry to intervene. Sorry, Hong. You can.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you, Bart. This very, very important briefing, and explanation. Now the two pages are much more meaningful to me, at least. What's more important, you highlight a few things we can think about right now, such as whether for our study we need to differentiate phase one and phase two. Phase one is to identify the topics. Phase two, that is to make decisions. Whether the priority for these two phases, the parameter we're going to set, should be different. Very important. For the phase two, what you talk about is very much insightful and inspiring to me, such as at least three things I can see right now. That is, first one, importance to CC, and urgency. The third one is capacity. These three things, to me, seem to be quite important to determine the prioritization of the decision that's going to make.
I think in that sense, it is a bit. I've been thinking about this for about two or three weeks already, in how to frame it, and it can be true because it's very difficult. I know there have been attempts in the GNSO and other SOs and ACs to prioritize the workload, and they have failed for different reasons. So it's a bit too early to jump into this, but it is a way of looking at stuff, and probably there are far better ways of doing this as well. But that's a potential solution of looking at the answers of some of the questions. And I think Gabi and Fernando, especially Gabi, said it rightfully so. First step in order to balancing the workload and capacity is to say what shape that issue and topic. And these are the questions that Gabi sent to you earlier. And the first, and I think that's the first objective, is to understand, have we covered all the angles, all the different perspectives with the questions raised, and because that will, that will shape, say, the scope of the issue where this study group is facing.
Fernando, I just want to say that you had background noise too, which we have muted. So I'm sorry. If you want to talk, could you press star 7?
But Gabi, I don't know whether I'm being muted also.
No, you're not muted. No, the operator can kind of see who has the background noise, and she's testing to mute people, and it seemed to be Fernando.
But if you could, because I'm really interested in especially page 2, the phase 2, preparing and decision-making, and you mentioned assess importance. do you have any details about importance assessment? Because we don't want to rhetoric circle.
Sorry, Hong. Don't get hung up about this. This is probably in the next stage. Like, this is a very easy frame to prioritize your work, or what individuals do and what groups do. You've got two axes. One is importance and the other is urgency. And what you always need to avoid, I think, is that you're busy with non-urgent, non-important work. But some people fall in the trap of doing this. So it's a very simple thing. The question is, these are just empty concepts, and it depends very much on the environment, what makes stuff important and what makes stuff urgent. Say, urgency in the case of something happening at a meeting, like, for instance, and I think that's a very well-known example, like the Nairobi statements of the former CEO, made something very, very urgent. So that means very urgent that you need to have a very, very quick response. And if you need this and it's very important, then it becomes almost red alert for everything, and you drop everything.
Well, but for urgency, of course, everyone can understand ICANN is famous for this very short deadline. Yes, we understand that part. But what I'm asking right now is that we use the element of importance as one of the factor to prioritize our work. Now the issue here is that how to determine which one is more important than the others.
I have no clue. That's probably a very subjective assessment, and that's an assessment for the council.
Oh.
If you start prioritizing, that's one way you can go, and this is where the GNSO started to say that's the path of the GNSO. I can look it up. They went to a very elaborate algorithm to determine importance. But as soon as you go down that path, it becomes unworkable.
My observation is that importance in the past has been fairly gut-driven by the people involved.
And Dottie, you're quite right. And I think... But this is a very philosophical point, and I think at the end of the day it will remain this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the distinguish. That's one of the. And again, this is a very private observation. At the end of the day, you can do everything through an algorithm or a very elaborate methodology. But sometimes it just feels it goes wrong. And then you put it aside, and then it's still gut-driven. At the end of, and it's the gut sense is, look, this is important. And it can be very detailed. Everything.
Mm-hmm. I had a completely different view of capacity than sort of a global assessment of how much the group is able to handle, and that is, it seems to me that there are all these little secret talents in the minds and bodies of the various members that nobody knows about, because you don't have to fill out any kind of form that says, I went to flight school, or I didn't go to school, or, you know, you just don't know about people until you spend a lot of time in a bar with them, and then you still don't know exactly how they could be able to help you. And so I was thinking that we try to, and I think the best way to do it is a questionnaire, sort of like a job application form, just asking people what their skills are and what their passions are and what they like to do and hate to do, and, you know, try to utilize some of the large amount of talent that is obviously there, but we don't know about.
Dottie, I think I agree with you, and what is interesting, when I drafted this thing, but please don't get hung up about this yet. I think the first step is, as Gabi and Fernando pointed out, is are the questions the right questions in order to move forward? And then we can start. This is a way of presenting it, and you need to have a look at the workload stuff, probably, to fully understand where we are. But if you say, going back to the questions or what you just raised, is when preparing this frame, you can already see how this is linked with the recommendations of the study group for the Prague meeting, because that's part of the capacity bit. So it builds on that work as well. And that what you just said is part of that capacity increase, participation increase as well. But in order, if you want to do stuff, then you still need, and that's the thing, that if people don't have time, and my, or the assumptions under the workload were that people will not spend more than 2 hours a week on CCNSO stuff, even less. And this is where you, and if you assume this, and then you see all the stuff we're doing and the time it takes, then you run into the limits of the CCNSO very rapidly, no matter what their capabilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bart, thank you very much for the explanation.
So, this is Bart again. My suggestion is, going back to what Gabby just said, is that, say, for the upcoming call, and we can do this by email, say, park the framework I sent for the next call, because that's the next phase. Have a look at the workload stuff. I will send out the link, and that you look at the questions, whether they cover the issues related to balancing capacity and workload. Because these questions will structure, say, the recommendations and the activities of the study group over the next couple of weeks.
I'm sorry, just so you know, we're busy trying to get Sokol back online. He dropped, and we can't get him back online. So just so you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but Bart, thank you very much for the explanation of the document that you have sent out. As Hong Xun mentioned, it definitely helps us understand a little bit better the sections that you highlighted. And maybe to get back a little bit on track to what the purpose.
Oh, Fernando, I think we dropped you.
I heard Fernando.
I'm back, Gabriel.
Hi, Sokol. You're back, but Fernando seems to be gone. Yes, it's Fernando and dropped, yes. The operator just confirmed that Fernando dropped, so I think we have to wait a little bit till Fernando dials back in.
I assume what Fernando said is right. With new members join us, they will soon be approved by the council. So it would be good for all of us to refresh our memory about the report we presented in Prague. So what we have done, and we could build on this, the report submitted as the basis of the work. So Gabi.
I can resend the report. I mean, everyone should have read it because it was sent to the council, but I'm happy to resend it. I have not done the updates yet that were requested by Relos, because I thought not until we produce the final report I actually need to incorporate them, but I'm happy to resend it to this group again for refreshment. So in that report, just for those of you who have forgotten, we came up with some suggestions on how to increase participation. But now we actually have to deal with how to fix the workload and how to prioritize it. But I will resend the current version of the report, which I have just straight after the call.
So Gabby,
mm?
and Fernando and all, is it an idea, say, we've got, and probably that's the main purpose of this call, is to find a path forward, is that Gabi and I resent the report of the study group as a first thing. Secondly, we resend the list of questions with the idea that asking the counselors to look at it or with the eyes of do these questions cover the topic, what do you want to add, and then based on the results of this, that we in 2 weeks we discuss, say, first of all, consolidate the list of questions, and then look into what needs to be done, and we include a link to the current workload, so you understand what we're talking about. Otherwise, it becomes very abstract.
Okay, I agree with that.
And then we have an agenda for the next call as well, and we have a process moving forward. So, first of all, have we covered this stuff? And then secondly, look into the answers already on the phone based on the concern. So if you could respond by email, whether we have the questions right, and then consolidate it, and then start working on the questions themselves. And then you have in the background, say, end the workload, and a bit, say, especially table one, to show how the different requests for activity of the CCNSO come in. And table two is probably, it's just a brain dump of on some of the answers to move forward. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, I think it's a good way for it.
I think I agree with that, Doc. Thank you.
Dottie?
I think Dottie might be on mute. Dottie?
Star 7.
Star 7, yes.
Hi there, Fernando's back. Thank you, Bart, again, and yes, we agree.
Oh, yes, I said I agree. I was the first one to say agree.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hello, what's...
I was imprisoned in mute. yes, I agree. That sounds fine.
Suleiman?
Suleiman? Yeah.
That wasn't a question to me, was it?
No.
Okay.
I'll try to get Suleiman off mute. I can maybe ask the operator to unmute him. Just a second. Suleiman, are you back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. So yes. Do you agree on the way forward?
Yes.
You do. Okay. So I think we have... Did we miss anyone?
What?
Sorry.
No, I'm fine. I agree.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I think we're done for today, aren't we?
Yes, so the next call will be in 2 weeks' time,
yeah,
as we did just earlier, and you will have the material earlier, and I'll send you the current version of the report just straight after the meeting.
And please, we'll recap the process forward so you know by email, so you can easily look it up, and then all the material will be included in one email. Probably that's the easiest way, Gabby.
Okay, you're right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fernando,
okay. Thank
you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Grace. Thank you, Bart and Gabby for the explanations and for getting us on track to move forward. Thank you, everybody, for joining the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.